in Taiwan the burden spreading.
所以, 在那五年间啊, 应该在87左右,
in those 5 years around 1987,
他就决定啊, 台湾要有五年化的福音行动,
he decided that Taiwan should have the 5 years of gospelization of Taiwan.
他认为这个召会的停止光是当地的, 也缺了对这个我们使命上的负担。
He felt it's that name of the church not only low, but is short in the matter of commission in going out.
主给我们的使命是福音到居地啊。
The commission of the Lord to us is that the gospel will preach to the inhabited earth.
光台湾我们就没有走好。
But we haven't even done it in Taiwan.
所以大概了两年多的时间，87到89，在众召会中间预备，要有五年化的福音行动。
He spent over 2 years in Taiwan to prepare that the matter of God starting 87.
他特别提这个五年化的福音行动。
He mentioned that the 5 years of gospelization.
众召会需要背负的。
It's what the churches need to bear together.
祷告,
That's number one.
财务奉献,
financial giving.
比较特别的,
What's particular about it?
他不需要我们任何的其他的配搭,
he did not want any other cooperation from us.
配合的部分只有祷告,
the only cooperation is prayer.
配合的只有财务的奉献,
and the financial giving.
然后呢, 这个, 他盼望都是训练过的圣徒,
he hoped that those saints who are trained,
下乡开展,
they will go down to the villages.
进他们去的地就是大的召会就在隔壁,
even though the churches they go propagate, even have a larger church next door,
请你们不要去,
please don't go,
不要关心,
don't take care of that,
不需要配搭,
don't need to coordinate.
他花了2年多啊, 就预备我,
prepares for 2 or more years to prepare.
只要祷告,
you just need to pray.
只要财务上的奉献,
you just need to give financially.
然后呢, 88年,
98,
正式吹号行动,
he officially blew the trumpet and we began.
头一批下乡的100位, 受过训练的全世界弟兄姊妹,
so the first group is 100 who were trained to go down to the villages.
分成5个队。
There were 5 teams of the 100.
每个队20个人。
Each team had 20 people.
那比较特别的,
what's particular about it?
他讲了一句话是我们过去啊, 忽略的。
What he said is what we have neglected in the past.
我们已过啊, 是觉得, 一切都是圣灵的,
in the past, we felt everything is of the move of the Spirit. Right?
所带进圣灵的行动,
inspiration to bring forth the move of the Spirit.
但是在这个时候他讲,
but at this point, he said,
我们要相信祷告,
we need to believe in trust in prayer.
但是我们要相信计划,
but we also need to trust and believe in planning.
另外我们要相信神的祝福,
and also, we need to trust and believe in God's blessing.
这是很特别的,
that is quite
相信祷告,
particular. Trusting prayer,
相信计划,
we trust in planning,
相信神的祝福,
and we trust in God's blessing.
你很难想象主的仆人啊,
it's very hard to imagine.
为着下乡开展, 计划周延,
the Lord's servant for the going down to the villages has such a detailed planning.
坦白说, 我们对李弟兄的认识啊, 都是某一方面的,
frankly speaking, our knowing of Brother Lee is only a particular, only one-sided, one aspect.
局部的,
partial.
譬如说, 有的人认为李弟兄啊, 就是神把真理托付给他,
for example, some may think Brother Lee is whom the Lord entrusted,
他把时代的说话,
with the truth,
中性的,
he faithfully,
站在前人的肩膀上,
standing on the shoulders of those before him,
特别是站在尼弟兄的肩膀上,
especially standing on the shoulder of watchman Ni,
往前, 达到启示的高峰,
brought this truth forward to the high peak of the divine revelation.
但是很多人不认识的另一面的李弟兄,
but many people did not know the other side of Brother Lee.
对于啊,我们开展啊,没有繁增,
considering
他是会责备的,
propagation, we did not have increase, He will rebuke us.
讲一个很简单的故事给大家听。
Just a simple story to tell.
李弟兄是八九年的七月啊离开回美国。
July of '89, Brother Lee left Taiwan and came back to the U.S.
那在90、91啊相继回来过两次。
90、91, he consecutively came back to Taiwan twice.
都是短期的。
Somewhat a short stay.
那之后就连访问也没来了。
Afterwards, he didn't even visit.
那有一天呢，我和吴弟兄记得是感恩节特会吧。
One day, Brother Wu and Brother Lin Hong, I think it's Thanksgiving conference.
那我们去美国参加训练。
We went to the U.S. to attend the training.
那这个就在第一堂的聚完会嘛。
After the first meeting,
那我们就在他习惯会出来要上安主开的那个车上啊。这个我们去跟他会一个面。
Usually he will come out and to get on Andrew's car that he's driving. We're just to meet him there.
李弟兄一碰到我们两个人。
Once Brother Lee met two of us.
现在台北召会聚会人数多少啊
？Yes. How many people are meeting the church in Taipei?
李弟兄是会问人数的啊。
Brother Lee will ask about numbers, right?
那我们就说五千多。
We said about 5,000 around there.
他不高兴了。
He was not happy.
他说。我是个老行家。
He said, "I'm an old experienced."
你们讲的
blazer，
你们讲五千多不是五千八、五千九。
You say 5,000 something is not 5,800 or 5,900。
你们讲的五千多就是刚刚过五千。
You say over 5,000 just barely above 5,000。
马上就说全世界能跑哪里去了
？You say what happened to the full timers？
白天做什么
？What are they doing in the morning？
我说李弟兄，这照着你的带领啊。
I said, Brother Lee, this is according to your leading.
全时间白天啊，要追求。
Full timers in the morning need to pursue the truth.
啊，那时候李弟兄给台湾的全时间带领就是每天白天都要追求。
At that time, Brother Lee's leading is that every day in the morning, the full timer need to pursue the truth, right?
你看他的反应什么
？You know what was his reaction?
追什么球
？What are you pursuing?
教会都不繁增了，还在追求
？The church is not increasing, and you still pursuing?
哎，这个不是我们认识的李弟兄啊。
That's not the Brother Lee we know.
教会都不繁增了，还追求
？He said the church is not propagating. You still pursuing?
你们两位回去
，Two of you go back.
告诉全世界
，Tell the full timers.
这个每一周五个白天
，There every week five mornings.
用五个白天
，Use five daytime.
五个白天啊。
Yeah, daytime.
周间五个白天啊。
That in the weekday, five daytime.
就是周二到周六了，或者周一到周五都可以。
Tuesday to Saturday or Monday to Friday, either way.
每一天开展两个时段。
Every day you need to have 2 hours to propagate.
然后呢
？To spread.
一共要开展十个时段。
You need to have 10 sections of 2 hours.
那晚上呢
？In the evenings.
你们跟在职的长老都一样。
You're like the elders who are full.
除了侍奉聚会啊，祷告聚会啊，小牌聚会啊。
Service meeting, prayer meeting, group meetings.
那时候长老们也都是拿两个晚上嘛。
At that time, the elders used 2 nights.
一个晚上传福音。
One night to preach the gospel.
生养教建成型了之后，另一个晚上就是家聚会。
And after BNPB, the other night they will spend in home meetings.
不是第一个不是 BNPB， 第一个只有传福音。
Yeah, the first night is preaching the gospel.
哎，第二个晚上家聚会。
And the second night's home meetings.
哎，那个你们的开展晚上要的开展是跟在职的弟兄姊妹全部都是一样的。那个是召会生活。
Your propagation is like all the elders because that is a part of the church life.
这个跟我们领会李弟兄那五年啊讲的不一样。
And that's a total different understanding of what he said in the past 5 years.
坦白讲，我回去我们两个人啊
，After we went back, whether Paul Wu and him
不够忠信了。
We're not faithful.
我们回去就说，这是李弟兄啊讲强的感觉了。
That was really strong speaking.
你看我们这么一带啊，大家就懂了，那就是讲讲就是了。
And we just say, just talk about, it, okay.It's just his speaking only.
其实我们不要加意见，是吧
？Actually, we should not add our own opinions.
啊，但是加了意见呢。
But we add our own opinions.
不觉得有人呢、啊？这个因着我们把李弟兄的话带回来，就白天开展十个时段。
We didn't bring Brother Lee's word back because we did not do that. No one has actually put in 10 sections of time in a week to go out.
这个是事后啊，我们学了功课，我们觉得非常亏欠李弟兄。
After this, we have learned our lessons. We feel we shortchanged by the Lee.
现在感谢主，在台湾，当然我们有很多都是后头蒙光照的啊。
Of course, in Taiwan now it's only in retrospect we begin to learn the lessons.
现在很多的同工
，many coworkers,
就是
now
这个某种程度来说相当带头的同工。
In some respect, the leading coworkers
大概六十岁上下的
，about 60 or of age,
已经拿起了弟兄。周间十个时段的开展
，They pick up the burden to have 10 sections of propagating in a week，
不算晚间的时间
，Not including evening times，
陪着较年轻的
，They accompany the younger
一个大区
full timers， one district
早上
，in the morning，
我后来是很受感动了，不过先讲他们的见证
，I was really touched by them， I'll tell you their testimonies，
我说在职的白天去到公司要打卡。
The working ones, right, in going to work, you have to punch in.
我们呢
How about us?
白天送小孩。
Oh, morning we just go drive our kids to school.
家里有任何家人啊，有这个年长的有任何的生病啊，都是你是没工作的，你去。
Anyone is sick at home, the elderly. Oh, you don't have a job, right? You go take care of that.
就是慢慢啊，我们的。全时间白天松得不得了。
Gradually, our full-timers are so loose in their daytimes.
那接着有一些的同工们对早年在90年开始的时候李弟兄讲的话、责备的话有感觉了。
Some co-workers begin to have feelings concerning Brother Lee's rebuking word in the 90s.
圣徒们八点钟上班。
The saints went down to work at
全时间八点钟上班。
So the full-timers come to work at 8 o'clock.
聚集在一起
，they gather together，
这个他们就分配了， and、几点到几点祷告
，they budgeted distributed，
几点到几点
，whatever time frame they will pray，
分组追求
，they will have a pursuit，
几点到几点
，in groups and at what hours，
彼此分享展览
，they will come together to exhibit their pursuit what they pursued，
到了十一点半
，at 11:30，
全体进校园
，all them will go on to campuses，
啊。到校园去接触人
，They'll go on to the campus to contact people.
可以去喂养圣徒
，You can go feed the saints.
也可以在校园直接传福音
，You can go directly preach the gospel on campus.
台湾校园是蛮 open 的
，The campuses in Taiwan is quite open.
到了下午一点半
，Around 1:30 in the afternoon.
就是从十一点半到一点半
，11:30
两个小时校园开展。
2 hours of propagation in the campuses.
然后简单休息之后呢
？After brief rest,
下午再集中在一起。
They will gather together again.
再有一些的安排。
They have some other arrangements again.
到了四点钟上下
，around 4 p.m.
就是到这个高中的那个算什么 high school?
High school.
到 high school 去开展。
They will go on to the high school campuses to propagate.
啊，每一天周一。
Every day,
到周五
Monday to Friday,
白天十个时段
10 sections in the daytime,
一样有追求
Yes, they still have the pursuing,
但是带着开展
But it's bring on the matter of propagation.
哦，后来这个实行啊，感动很多各地的同工们
And such a practice touched the co-workers in many other places.
都觉得我们亏欠了
They felt we have owed to
Brother. 我们这个全时间呢，其实叫做不上班而已了
Our full-timer is called not taking a job.
那这个我是顺便带进来讲。
I just brought in this on the sidebar, as a sidebar.
大概是91年李弟兄啊碰到我们问我们主日聚会的人数。
In 91, we met Brother Lee, he asked us, what is the number on your Lord's Day?
我们第一次发现李弟兄这么严厉。
We first time discovered Brother Lee so stern and strong.
好，这个还是回到我们的下乡开展。
Now, let's go on to continue the villages, going down to the villages.
我们没有想到李弟兄，他那个计划那么周延。
We have never thought, but it is so detailed in his plan.
我们开展要分为三个组。
There are three groups in our propagation.
第一个组叫做备办组。
Firstly is the 备办啊 ，it's a preparatory group.
就是这个还没有。到达这个目的地开展的时间前一周以前
，a week before the team landed, right?
要完成 把会所租下来。
You need to finish what? Lease the meeting place.
然后把招牌挂起来。
And put up a sign for the meeting place.
某某乡, 召会聚会所。
So and so village, the meeting place of a so and so.
这跟我们的 感觉都不一样。
It's so different from what we feel, right?
还没有人呢。
Not even one person showed up yet.
召会已经有了。
A plate, I mean, a sign for the church. Even they have a big sign already.
然后呢, 这个租好了房舍,
and places are rented.
然后椅子要买好,
you should have bought all the chairs already.
奉献箱要准备好,
prepare all the offering boxes, the Lord's table,
那楼上啊, 要有两个部分,
and it should have two sections
你要租的,
upstairs.
你要租的房子不能太小的,
you cannot be too small.
20个人住,
about 20 people can. Sit, right?
就是要有弟兄住的,
oh, to stay.
要有姊妹住的,
there should be a place for the brothers, a place for the sisters to live in.
然后每一队,
every team,
给两辆福音车,
you have two gospel vans.
也都是去以前啊, 都买好,
you bought that right before you go.
这是他的计划的第一组,
that is the first group, the preparatory group.
备办组,
right, that, yeah, the preparatory group.
我们的医生跟李弟兄啊，没有发现呢，这个他那么会计划。
We follow Bernie Lee for so many years, we had never discovered he is such a good planner.
和我们领会他随从灵,
our understanding is following the Spirit, you know? It's
different. 这个无论如何,
anyhow,
有一个备办组,
there is a preparatory group, right?
在那段时间啊, 真的不得了, 这个做备办组的弟兄, 一个月意思是乡下全台湾转啊,
you know, that,
租场地啊,
that group of brothers,
买,
in
the whole month,
went all around Taiwan,
挂招牌啊,
to rent a place, to prepare everything, you know, the signs, you know.
那开展组呢?
And how about those, the propagation group?
开展组呢? 这个就要分配,
they are arranged in such a way.
100人,
100, right?
20人一队,
20 per team, by teams.
那李弟兄讲,
and Brother Lee said,
这个第一个建立召会的,
the first,
2周就要建立召会,
church needs to be established in 2 weeks.
2周后留下2个人。
After 2 weeks, 2 will stay.
18位到第二个城市去。
18 will continue on to the next city.
这是5个队, 每个队都是
5 teams, right?
2周后就第二,
after
第二队出去了。
The second part of the team will go on.
那第二队啊, 要开展3周。
And the second group of the team 1 will stay there for 3 weeks.
这个一样。
Same, it's the same.
留下2位。
2 will stay afterwards.
那就剩下这个
16位。
16
will stay, right?
好,
20, 18, 16.
然后这样两个月啊, 就建立15处召会。
In 2 months, it established 15 churches.
5个队嘛。
5 teams, right?
2周5处召会。 3周, 再5处召会。
Another 5.
再4周,
another 4 weeks.
再5处召会。
Another 5.
2个月。
In 2 months,
建立,
established
15处召会,
15 churches.
那时候出去开展了,
at that time, we went out to propagate.
还要把消息告诉大家,
also, you need to tell the news to everyone.
那这个李弟兄还要我们出报纸,
Brother Lee asked us to have a newspaper.
那个报纸啊, 他原来要取名,
named
Spot.
The blessing, the gospel.
福报,
gospel or blessing, right? Blessing news.
后来我们说李弟兄这个不能取这个名啊。
We said, Brother Lee, you can't use this name.
这个佛教用的这个做杂志啊。
You know, that's the Buddhism. They took this name already.
他说，哎呀，你看。
He said, look.
人家这个异教 都走得比我们快。
The pagan religion went ahead of us.
后来他说，那就 Okay. 新路之声,
he said,
主笔就是我们的张平弟兄啊。
But Zhang Ping, he's the chief editor back then.
哦，那时候也不简单啊，每周出一份报。
Every week you need to have a newsletter, right?
Come out. 对，印发到全台湾各地教会。
It's printed all over to the churches in Taiwan.
啊，代祷啊。
There's a intercession prayers.
那第三组啊，就是训练中心。
The third group is a training center.
每两个月之后呢，就要把人补齐。
After 2 months, you have to fill up the lack, right, of the teams.
现在听懂吧？
等于 you get it.
三月的第一周又是三队二十个人。
So,
每队二十个人到新的地方。
So after 3 months, the first week you need to have another 20 ready to go to the mission.
细节讲了，我曾有一点修正啊，我们不细节不讲了。
We won't tell the details. There were some adjustments back then, you know.
就是训练中心就要一直留意人出来。
Training to
build
up back.
一个月后
，the trumpet after 2 months.
谁答应呼召
？Who answer the call?
啊，这样连续要。满五年
，to continue in such a way for 5 years.
哎，现在想呢，五年要多少人呢
？You think about in 5 years how many people were needed?
那感谢主啊，这个出来的人永远不的，
啊 ，ever right? It met the needs in the 5 years.
那这个部分呢、啊，这个。陈群等一下可以更详细的交通。
Simpson can share in more details.
或者你就先交通吧。
Or maybe.
我和吴有成，我们是备办组啊。
The Paul Wu, they're the preparatory.
想办法把任何材料供应好。开展组啊，是我们的陈群负责啊。
Response.
他将会更
by Brother Simpson Chan.
更详细。
Okay. The three groups. Second group. The propagation group.
跟随我们林宏弟兄要很警醒。
So to follow Brother Lin Hong, we got to be watchful.
Amen.
You can be called.
我正在享受他的交通。
I was just enjoying his fellowship.
Amen. 李弟兄的梦。
Brother Lee's dream.
是要福音化全地。
Was to gospelize the entire earth.
福音化全地之前
，before gospelization of the entire earth，
要先有一个国家或地区实行福音化。
There must be a country or area that are completely gospelized.
Amen. 那就是啊，这个全台湾的五年福音化的行动。
That is the move of the 5 years gospelization of Taiwan.
就像刚刚弟兄所提的
，like our brother shared，
李弟兄给我们三大相信
，brother Lee gave us three beliefs，
要开展主的国度
，to propagate the Lord's kingdom，
三大相信
，the three believing or three，
第一个相信计划
，three trust， number one trusting in planning，
第二相信祷告
，number two trusting in prayer，
第三相信主的祝福
，number three trusting in the Lord's blessing。
我们的确是跌破眼镜。
It really was shocked.
因为李弟兄把相信计划放在最前面。
Because Brother Lee put trusting in planning before the first.
那弟兄说
Brother said,
李弟兄带我们为着开展有全面的计划。
Brother Lee had an all-encompassing planning for propagation.
第一个我们要规划这个开展的这个地方的顺序。
First, we need to plan on the order or sequence of the priority of which locality to go.
一定是先开展有大学的地方。
You must go on firstly to those who have college campuses.
或者是人口数目多的地方。
Or those are more in population, right?
那些没有什么大学或者人口非常少的地方放在最后。
Those who did not have the college campuses or the numbers are that many in population will put it at the end.
像台湾有很多的乡镇是在山上。
There are many villages are up in the mountain.
一个乡很大。
Yeah, it's a big village.
但是只有2万人。
Only 20,000 people.
2万人又散在 很多个小村。
And 20,000 people in that county are spread into small villages.
然后呢，又没有年轻人。
They don't have any young people.
因为年轻人都跑到城市里来了。
All the young people came to the cities.
那些乡镇呢，就是老人跟小孩。
All life in the villages are old ones and young ones.
这怎么开展呢？
How can you propagate?
真的开展，为立教会。
Propagate of churches.
是要得材料。
And to build up the churches, we need materials.
我们不光是得灵魂。
Not only we're winning souls, so we.
我们是要得建造的材料。
We need to gather the materials for God's building.
所以开展有它的顺序。
So there is a sequence order in creation.
那我们就要调查全台湾每一个城市的情形。
So we research all the cities and the villages of the entire island of Taiwan.
然后排好顺序。
And we put it in order, in sequence.
啊，然后就交给办。
Then we tell to
啊，他们就要开始啊，按着我开展的顺这个地点的顺序啊，一个一个地方租屋买啊家具，买会所用具啊，这个预备一切。
So one by one, according to the sequence of the city, they'll go on to rent places, to buy furnitures. All those are to prepare those.
这并不简单呐。
It's not easy.
因为这些备办呢，有的他们的孩子还在婴孩时代。
Because the preparatory group, there some of the children are still in the baby stage.
所以啊，全家就在福音车里啊，每天在全台湾转呐。
That group of brothers had their babies in the van. They circle around Taiwan all those times.
他们的孩子是这样长大的。
The kids grew up in the van.
Amen. In such a way. 是住在 van 里头的。
Yeah, actually they live in the van.
Amen.
Amen.
那然后我们需要啊，这个预备人。
Then we need to prepare people.
哎呀，真是不简单呐。
It's not easy.
一直要补人。
We need to.Supply manpower.
每过几个月，这个开展队就需要重组。
After a few months, the teams need to regroup again.
啊，因为这个开一个地方就会留下人，开始长期喂养。
After a group is down there, to stay and continue the shepherd.
所以往前开展的人数就在逐渐减少。
So less and less who go on to propagate, right?
到一个地步就需要补上去。
To such an extent, you need to supply them again.
所以训练中心一直要寻求呼召鼓励。
So the training center continue to encourage to call the ones to go.
但又不是组织。还需要他们自己祷告，重组领受负担。
But it is not an organization, right? They all had to go to the Lord to receive the burden from the Lord.
那这是人力的部署。
That is the arrangement of the personnel.
那其实最困难的就是啊，就是每一个地方留下两个人该怎么办
？The most difficult is they do.
因为我们呢，开展呢。这个570位里头啊，姊妹们占三分之二。
Okay, out of the 570, the sisters composed of 2/3 of the 570.
所以不少地方都是两个姊妹留下来。
Many places there are only two sisters stay.
你两个留下来，好做好这是问题啊。
You ask, but Lee, you know, two sisters stay there to be elders. There's a little problem.
都是二十几岁
，staying, I need to be elders. Something not right there.
他们会不会出头啊
？Would they be, you know, go beyond, to become the head, you know?
李正说不会不会。
But they say no, no, it won't be.
我们反正他说什么我们就阿门就对了。
Whatever he say, we just say amen.
果然。
Yes.
这些姊妹们呢、啊，喂养。
These sisters begin to
喂养新人，一家一家。
Home after home, family.
然后这些新人弟兄就长起来。
Then somebody grew up.
就开始背负教会的见证。
They begin to bear the burden of the church.
然后新，因为新人都是靠得救的。
The new way begets the new man.
新人就走新路。
The new man walks on the new way.
所以这些开展地的教会啊，倒是这个人人都可以叩门。
So in a places we propagate, everyone Door knocks, right?
因为他们不是听到得救的。
They didn't get saved through hearing a message.
他们是人家叩门得救的。
Someone knock on their door, they got saved.
有一些开展队干脆住到那个新人家里，直到带他得救。
Some publication the team actually living in anyone's house and until that family or that person got saved.
那些姊妹们不简单的，二十几岁啊。
Twenty some year old sisters.
都开着福音车到处跑。
Really something, they're driving the vans.
那姊妹们开车，你知道啊
？You know sisters in their driving.
一开就开到田里去了。
They're driving to the field, rice fields.
那正好就几个乡镇的大汉呢、啊，帮他们把车子啊。
So、
就搬起来，然后再继续开往前去。
Pull them out of the rice field.
那有的人呢，骑摩托车赶里去，摩托车赶里去，牙齿也断掉了。
Broken.
还在继续开展。
Continue onward.
啊，但是这个啊，姊妹们呢、啊，特别到了主日啊
，Especially on Lord's Day,
很厉害啊
，They're really something.
一早啊就要预备午餐爱夜
They need to prepare lunch early in the morning.
差不多了就开着福音车出去接人。
About time they drive the gospel van to pick up people.
啊，接来了波饼聚会就带波饼聚会。
Afterwards, the Lord's table, they're taking the lead in the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
还要启发弟兄进攻用。
They want to incite the brothers, oh, function, function.
然后会后啊，赶快把爱宴的菜预备好。
Just go in to prepare lunch.
啊，吃完了又开着福音车送大家回家。
Afterwards, they drive the gospel van, take them home.
啊，回来还要开奉献箱。
Afterwards, they need to open the offering box.
哎，比弟兄还厉害啊。
They're better than others.
Amen. 哎，但是他们一个一个把弟兄扶持起来啊，哎，都顺服下来。
But one on one, they supported this.Raised brothers and they.
哎，这份执事啊，真是把姊妹们，真是成全成为姊妹们。
This ministry really perfected the sisters to be real sisters.
但是姊妹们有开展力。
But they have really a power to propagate.
啊，好了，这个故事不能讲太多
了。I can't tell you all the stories. There are too many.
那这个五年化。
That way, the 5 years of gospel.
刚刚弟兄说啊，在开展的。这个规划上啊，有一点调整。
Yes, we have some adjustment in the planning part.
因为开头啊，是两周就要带60个人得救。
In the beginning, in 2 weeks, we want to bring 60 people to the Lord.
然后留下两个人，18个人就往前去。
18 will go on.
那么，那几周，这个两个月下来就发现这样不行。
After 2 months, we feel this can't go on this way.
因为啊，两周之内就得了60个新人。
In 2 weeks, you gain 60 new ones.
剩下两个人要喂养这60个人。
Two to shepherd 60.
这个新人都不高兴。
All the new ones were not happy.
因为刚得救。
They just got saved.
那带他得救的那个母羊啊，就已经到别地去了。
The mother sheep left to somewhere else.
Amen. 那这两个年轻姊妹又不知道怎么喂养这60个人。
Don't know how to shepherd the 60.
所以李弟兄马上做调整
，right away, but they had an adjustment，
把这个开展人数啊减少
，to minimize
开展的这个时程加长
，okay, to lengthen
pop 让刚得的先和其余养
，to the new of shepherding
能够无故的做喂养
，they can be established。Inshitting.
啊，到了一个地步啊，许多母羊往前去了，啊，他们还愿意接受这个会的啊鼓。
A few months after the mother sheep left, they are still willing to receive the care of the church.
啊，我们跟着李弟兄啊
，We follow the lead.
真的是学太多
，We have so much that we learned.
啊。真的是智慧的工头。
He is really a wise master builder.
随时调整我们的脚步。
He's adjusting, you know, all the time of our.
五年下来，
哎，
主有啊，570全年差到乡镇。
There are 570 were sent to the villages.
当然，这570不是一个时间。
Not all at one time, but in the 5 years.
是在五年里面。
Time it was sent.
啊，这个兴起并且获得。加强了下
，nine
所以台湾众召会啊，一下这个可以说啊， 几乎就是福音化。
All of a sudden, in that period of time, the churches in Taiwan, the Taiwan were gospelized.
那李弟兄觉得成功。
But Lee felt it's a success.
那这个时候，这个俄语世界的开展呢，呼召来了。
At that time, the call for the Russian-speaking world came.
啊，那里啊，实在是庄稼熟透。
And in their Russia, all the fields are white.
那李弟兄就要啊，台湾的全时间跟美国的全时间配搭。
But he asked the full-timers in Taiwan to cooperate with the U.S. full-timers.
美国要出300位，台湾就出100位。
U.S. will have 300, Taiwan will have 100.
啊，以三比一的原则。来配搭
according to the ratio of 3-1.
那这样就在我们第四步福音全地
brought us to the third step to gospelize the whole earth.
那同时为什么只有五年福音化呢？
Why only 5 years to gospelize Taiwan?
因为啊，这个福音行动不能都所有的全时间都摆到乡镇
because you can't put all the full timers in the villages.
那个是啊。短暂可以
And in a short period of time, it's okay.
长也
long,
全时间的应该在大城市的大学校园里面继续开展呢、啊。
The full time should be in the state.
那五年就没有什么开展了。
In those 5 years on campus, they did not have too much.
在大学校园里，好多主所预备的材料啊。我们就没有机会去得。
We did not have a chance to gain so many college students in all the major campuses.
所以李弟兄就呼召所有全年的五年后就大城市。
After 5 years, their five years full time back to the.
当留下少数人陪着乡镇的召会。
And some a few were they to be with the churches.
啊，并且也希望乡镇的召会啊这些。弟兄们都被兴起来背负的竞争。
We hope that the brothers in the villages in the churches will be raised up to bear the burden of the church.
把全时间的力量再放回到大城市的校园里。
So the full-timers, their energy and time will put back to the college campuses.
Amen.
请大家注意，我们在第二点一。1898-94 福音化台湾
1994 gospelization of Taiwan
很重要就是后面那句话
Now, what's important is the second half
要将召会生活完全的恢复带到各地
bring the full recovery of the church life to various localities in one
什么领召会任会啊走
Found the neighboring churches walking on the old way.
不是走新路
They did not go on in a new way.
啊，这个如果有邻近教会的帮助的话
，With the help of the neighboring churches,
这个邻近的都是年长的
，or mostly
young, 啊，最
elderly definition about 30-year-old.
因为我们开展的都是30岁以下的
，because those who got propagation 30 and under, right?
好，那。这个邻近的呢，他们不会这个新路。
And the neighboring churches, they don't know the new way.
因为五年里弟兄是在台北。
In 5 years, but he was in Taipei.
没有到没这个台北以外的。
Didn't go outside of Taipei.
城市
to the other cities.
偶尔有一点访问。
Maybe infrequently.
但是原则上是没有的。
But in principle, but he didn't go outside of Taipei.
那只有学员受操练。
Only、the trainees they received the training.
还有要台北的。这个 baby elder 婴儿长老啊，配搭啊，呼召年轻人跟呢、啊、这个学员配搭。
He called the baby elders right in Taipei to coordinate with the full-time trainees.
那这个什么叫做教会生活完全的恢复呢
？What is to fully recover the church life?
人得救不是因为福音大会。
People got saved not because of big gospel meetings.
人的得救是挨家挨户叩门带得救。
A person being saved is through door knocking, house to house.
然后人得救了要喂养。
Afterwards, you need to feed them.
不代表的聚会中。
Not to bring to the church meetings.
而是会去到他的家里。
But go to their homes.
而且李弟兄特别希望一个人得救， 月内要再加十次。
But he said, after someone got saved, within a month, you should go to his home at least 10 times.
最短的时间，很频繁的去他家。
In a short time, in a frequent visit to their house.
然后第三
，Number three，
要养在挨家挨户的家中聚会。
You should raise them up in a group meeting that is from house to house.
那当然。这个会所都租下来了，他有主日擘饼聚会。
Of course, we have rented the meeting halls.
施行申言。
They meet Lord's Day to prophesy.
他称这个叫做召会生活完全的恢复。
He called this the full recovery of the church life.
也就是说，开展与开展是不一样的。
Yes, there's a difference between propagation.
建立召会与建立召会是不一样的。
The differences in your church.
刚才陈勋教还有。
I don't know if you have a clear symptoms fellowship.
下乡开展就挨家挨户走。
Go to the villages propagation, you go from house
一家
to house,
走一家。
One home after home.
那第二天又从接续的家继续走下去。
And second day you continue on to the from this house to
要把所有的乡下所有的家都走过去。
So all the houses in that city or that village.
去的时候谁家是开的。
Which home is open?
敞开的情形怎样？
And how much they're open, you need to have records.
有的家你经过了，他不在。
Some you pass through, oh, they're not home.
下次去要去那个没有去的家。
Next time you go to the house that's not.
无论如何，下乡开展不是一般性的传福音。
So go down to the villages, it's not a general preaching of the gospel.
要走遍各城各乡。
You had to go through every village, every town, and all the house or the homes.
然后用人生的奥秘陪他读。
You use the mystery of human life. You read it together with them.
好，人得救了。
After that person got saved,
生命课程的材料。
You use the life lessons.
陪他们一课一课读。
To go through them lesson by lesson.
然后小排，然后主日。
Then group meeting and the Lord's Day meeting.
他特别称这叫做召会生活完全的恢复。
He said this is a full recovery of the church life.
要带到各地。
This should be brought to every locality.
那这个第三呢，我们漏写一点啊。
Roman number three, we missed.
就是陈勋啊。
Wilson mentioned.
事实上，我下来您先想。
Actually, I wrote it down already.
就是92年呢。
About 92.
这个顺便提一下。我觉得也是神的主宰。
I mentioned it, it's the Lord's sovereignty.
让李弟兄在89年要回到美国。
That Brother Lee will go back to US
我相信没有那个背叛。
Without rebellion back then,
在美国1988-89 没有那个背叛，李弟兄应该不会89年七月就回美国了。
Without a rebellion, Brother Lee would not go back to the U.S. in August of 89.
因为那时候福音化的行动在台北还没开始，台湾没开始。
At that time, Taiwan had not begun.
哦，有，对不起，刚刚开始。
It's just an initial stage.
相当需要他在的时间。
We needed Brother Lee to stay in Taipei.
但是因着有那个背叛。
But due to the rebellion,
李弟兄就觉得他要赶快回美国。
Brother Lee felt he needed to go back to U.S. quickly.
那就在美国办了全时间训练。
Now he started a full-time training in the U.S.
如果你好好看呢、啊，这个主的行动啊。
You will look at the Lord's move.
感谢主，李弟兄回来。
We thank the Lord, but he came back to the U.S.
就美国办了
U.S.
从89办到91。
From 89 to 91 of the training,
兴起了很多人有心愿。
He raised
up
many people who have a heart to serve the Lord full time.
不光在台湾，
也在美国兴起了。But also in the U.S.
这个时候，九一年
，That time, 1991,
苏联解体
，Russia right turned dissolved.
李弟兄就觉得时机到了。
But Lee felt the time has come.
要决定到前苏联去开展。
He decided to form Soviet Union.
如果在美国没有办全时间训练
，He probably did not have the full-time training in U.S.
没有军队去啊
，You are then
真的回来啊，是在神的主宰里。
So Brother
Lee coming back 背叛他带他回来。
It is by the Lord's sovereignty through the rebellion.
那感谢主，91年的秋天嘛
，As autumn of 91,
就美国就有一批的弟兄姊妹答应服召。
A group of brothers answered the Lord's call.
受了两年的训练了。
They received 2 years of training.
他们就到前苏联去开展。
Now,
那我们台湾的弟兄们呢、啊、
？And the brothers in Taiwan.
知道李弟兄们这个动。
We heard Brother Lee has
在九二年六月下旬。
In June of the that year 1992.
那台北台湾有十二位的同工。
There were 12 coworkers from Taiwan.
就觉得我们应该去访问访问，看看主在全地的行动。
We felt we should visit Soviet Union and see the Lord's move throughout the earth.
我们经过英国
，We passed through England,
然后到了俄国
，Went to Russia.
那时候真的叫我们吓一跳。
We were shocked.
圣灵工作在俄国那个起头啊，那么强。
The initiation of the Holy Spirit's work in Russia.
那李弟兄的工作啊，跟台湾做法完全不一样。
But it works totally different
from Taiwan. Lee Dion said, don't go door to door. And
later, the brothers in the US said, oh, Brother Lee didn't lead us this way.
They didn't
know Brother Lee.
By door.
Due to their previous concept, Brother Lee didn't that way, right? In Russian situation.
那时候 Benson 啊跟李弟兄啊这个配搭的很紧密。
And Benson had very close.
每一天都给李弟兄消息。
Every day he faxed with Lee.
他说李弟兄看或李弟兄啊的这个看不看他都没关系，他要把俄国实在的情形每一天记录、啊、用 fax 传真给你。
So Benson said it doesn't matter if Brother Lee reads or not, but every day he will send a fax to Brother Lee for him to know.
所以李弟兄很知道。该怎样做工
？So Brother Lee knew how to work.
那当然，在俄国的工作怎么做，不是我重点。
Of course, it's not my main point about how to work in Russia. Brother Lee worked there.
只是我们九二年的六月份我们去看的时候
，But in June of 92 when we visited,
他们租了一个戏院。
They rented a theater, right?
啊，那弟兄们呢、啊、就在。地铁门口就发单张。
But it's passed on the gospel tracks and the metro, you know, subway stations.
这个台湾是不灵的。
In Taiwan, this will not work.
就没想到晚上聚会就爆满，整个戏院就爆满。
We never thought in the evening,
1000多人就爆满。
Over 1,000 people flooded that theater.
那天晚上我们就听这个 Bill Lawson 啊，那个在传福音讲信息
，preach the gospel.
讲完信息啊，弟兄们来呼召。
But it's gave the call.
愿意相信的站起来。
Those who want to believe, rise up.
全体起来。
Everybody stood up.
然后愿意受浸的请到前面来。
Those who want to get baptized, come forward.
哇，几乎就是全体都往前
挤。Almost everyone came forward.
然后当天呢、啊，晚上就在那个讲台上啊，摆了5个大的儿童游泳池。
Yeah, big children's swimming pool, you know, the swimming tubs, whatever they have.
每个儿童游泳池
，Every time，
五组人给他们施浸
，My group people baptized，
吓死，受浸400多人了
，Over 400 got baptized。
戏院的时候，你们租只能租到这个十一点什么时候？你们现在不能再用了。
Theater said no， you only rent it till 11 p.m. You can't use the place anymore。
好，那我们才收掉。
Then we got to stop、right?。
受浸400多人
，400 some got baptized。
这个圣灵工作非常旺。
The spirit's working so strong
我。我们回到美国啊，我们十二位探子
，12 saints
给李弟兄报好信息
，gave good reports to。
他非常高兴
，He was very happy。
但是他底下讲一句话
，But he said something。
依我观察
，According to my observation，
台湾试试看，也到俄国去开展。
Maybe Taiwan should。Go to propagate.
要我们财务担负
bear the burden of the financially.
他就出题了，每年$500,000。
He said five million.
$500,000
a year.
那时候500,000呢，大概就现在100万了。
That time, $50,000 about a million. $500,000 about a million.Today,
大约是这个价值，大概是这样。
The worth is about a million today.
然后呢，财务负担。
Not only you have the financial burden,
还希望台湾能够送人去。
You hope that Taiwan will send people over.
所以我们从92年就 和这个在训练中的弟兄们弟兄姊妹打负担呢、啊、
So 92 we gave the burden to those who are in the training.
第二年大概就将近有30位答应护照。
Second year about 30 from Taiwan answered the call and went.
先去美国训练了半年英文。
To half a year to learn English.
啊，及格的才可以去，不及格不要去。
If you pass English, you can go. If you not pass, you can go.
然后李立又说，30岁以上的都不要去。
And they say over 30 should not go.
去的全部都是30岁以下的。
Under 30 years of age.
在台湾是30岁以下，到俄国去也是30岁以下。
So in Taiwan, under 30 you go. Go to Russia, same. Under 30 you can go.
我们愿意做见证了。
We can give a testimony.
没有李弟兄的带领。
Without Brother Lee's leading,
台湾众召会只顾自己。
The church in Taiwan.We only take care of ourselves.
连台湾福音化都不觉得是我们的托付和担子。
Even some churches felt the gospelization of Taiwan is now our burden.
那更不要说到海外了。
Not to say go overseas.
早年台湾到海外去了，是一个同工到某某地方埋在那里几十年。
In the early days for coworkers to go overseas is one coworker to a place for decades that person would stay.
但是现在不是这样，现在一次去就是一批。
No, that now it's different. When you go as a group.
哎，祷告去。
You go in prayer.
财务去。
You go financially.
他这个不是我们现在讲一句话那么简单啊。
Is that
财务去是一百是现在的100万美金。
It's like $1 million a year. Okay, you want to go? It's not easy.
台湾这边在烧火。
台湾
就是福音化。
It's gospelizing the fire.
天天要租房子。
You need to rent the houses, you know, all that. You know,
这边还要全员呼召。
You need to call the full-time.
要开展到94年。
To go on till 94.
那92年这边就开始要送人到。
92, you're asking to send people to overseas.
哎，还要英文好的。
You got to have to be good in English.
等一下，优秀的都出门了。
All the top ones left.
哎，真的是这样。
Yeah, that's true.
啊，不光到乡下也到俄国。
Not only go down to the villages, they all went on to Russia.
那我要说一件事啊。
I want to say one thing.
罗国没有仆人的带领。
Outwardly,
我们里头要福音化台湾的那个感觉，福音要全地福音化，这个所有巨人之地，我们就是一种。聚会中讲讲信息啊，一些的用语而已。
Without brothers leading, right? What the Bible about the gospel of the kingdom to be preached to all inhabited earth will be just a terminology in the Bible.
但是感谢主
，But thank you, Lord.
在这份子执事里，把台湾的众召会，除了带我们走新路，带我们注意到福音化台湾，也带我们注意到全地。工作上的配搭。
But under the leading of this ministry, not only we have built up the church in Taiwan, also gospelizing, also brought us to overseas, right? To the gospelization.
以后弟兄们会听完哈。后来现在一直到现在，台湾大概一共去了50个国家。
So from that time on till now, Taiwan has sent people to over 50 countries.
那送出去的全世界超过200位。
Over 200 full-timers we sent out.
散在全世界的各地。
It's spread throughout the earth.
现在还在开展的。
Now they're still propagating from Taiwan.
40-50个家。
About 40 to 50 families.
将近100位的弟兄姊妹。
About 100
夫妇嘛，
都
散在全台湾各地。
They spread all over the world.
这个。在这里啊
，We're not under this ministry.
对台湾没负担。台湾众召会对台湾没有负担。
The churches in Taiwan had no burden, even Taiwan.
对，这份这里，这个把我们带到这个地步。
He led us to such an extent.
甚至扩大我们的度量。
Our capacity.
Amen. 好，我们继续。在1992年，这个是在美国发生的。
That's what happened in the U.S.
就是操练实行活力派
，exercise and practice of the vital groups
与集条
，and clustering of the churches.
我先讲一点故事啊。
I'll tell you a little story.
这个92年呢
，92
这个时间点
，at that time frame，
刚好这个 Albert Lim 呢，你们都认识的。
You know Albert Lim, right?
就是。约了这个 Samuel 刘承熙弟兄
，as Brother Samuel Liu，
还有我
，and Brother Lin Hong，
两位去 这个德州啊。
To went to Texas.
对，佩达那里有一个年度的这个华语的特会。
It's an annual Chinese speaking conference there.
那要我们两位去佩达。
They asked two of us to go.
那么台湾的飞机啊，没有直飞到 Texas。
Taiwan back then didn't have a direct flight.
都一定要先飞到西岸。
You had to fly to the West Coast first.
那我们不是立刻转机啊，就是在那边停了一天。
We just stopped a day on the West Coast.
那阿伯林，我们讲以弟兄敬啊。
Somewhat inside or.
然后呢，这个现在正在把一个水流要带到这个南加州的这个圣徒中间。
He wants to bring a certain flow into.
有两句话。
Southern California.
有两句话很重要。
There are two sentences.
圣徒们之间
important
要有亲密彻底的交通。
That is, you have much and thorough fellowship among the saints.
然后呢，这个。要多而彻底的祷告。
You need to have much and thorough prayer.
他一直在讲这个。
He was talking about this again and again.
我们来的时候就先听这个阿伯林啊讲。
We came and
heard 李弟兄正在交通这些。
Elder Lee is talking about this about much and thorough.
那我们就多了解一下。
So we begin to want to understand a little more, right?
那李弟兄最近有这么强的感觉。
But he has such a strong burden recently.
这个是突发的呢？还是有一些背景。
It came all of a sudden, or there's a certain background to this.
他说啊，李弟兄很受一个刺激啊。
His ability was quite disturbed because of.
有一个基督教的团体是浸信会的。
There's a Baptist group.
那这个因为啊，这个带头的这个牧师啊，所做的东西在浸信会的系统认为他走偏了。
And the Baptist system, they pastor had gone off.
那这个牧师啊，他就离开浸信会。
So this pastor left the Baptist church.
那另外兴起了一个宗派了。
He raised up another denomination.
反正很厉害。
It has such a good propagation, right? Increase.
那其中有一对的夫妇，刚刚他们那里的神学院毕业。
And one couple just graduated from their seminary.
就被送到那个安奈罕附近。
Was sent to a place nearby.
我们中间在那里没有教会的地方。
A place where we did not have church.
差不多的学生。
More occasions.
在那个时候。
That time.
那短短不到半年呢。
In shortly a time frame of half a year,
就兴起了50-100个人的聚会
，raise up a meeting of 50 to 100 people，
全部都是 Caucasian，
all Caucasians。
那李弟兄就很不高兴了
，Brother Lee was not happy。
啊，他说在告全家都告诉我
，in certain
Caucasian 很多
，it's hard Caucasians to be saved。
人家才来半年
，half a year。
才来半年
，just half a year they're here，
就带了50-100个的在聚会
meeting，
李弟兄就要弟兄们去查访
，but he asked the brothers to visit and research，
甚至叫 James Lee 去参加他们的训练
，he asked James Lee to attend the training，
后来李弟兄那个。James Lee 参加他们的那个周末的训练回来告诉李弟兄啊。
After James Lee came back to the weekend training and told Brother Lee.
李弟兄他每讲一点李弟兄说哎再讲一点李弟兄说哎再讲一点李弟兄又说哎呀。
Every point James Lee said, Brother Lee said, hi, the second point, hi, the third point, hi.
我们这里的弟兄都不会做工啊。
The brothers here, we don't know how to work.
他们做什么
？What did they do？
做小排。
They work on small groups。
他们做小排。
They work on small groups。
他们这个小排怎么做呢
？How did they have the small groups？
就是他们的主人是基督法比较外面。
Lord say the Christianity something you know。
但无论如何，他们是有一篇信息的。
They had a message。
那篇信息 主日讲完的信息啊，小牌就做那一天信息的问答。
And they use questionnaires to use for the group meeting of that message.
要在小牌中彼此问，互相。
They ask, answer each other's questions.
就让大家去会讲会懂那天上午的信息。
So in a group meeting, they will speak. They will understand what is spoken on Lord's Day.
这样还没有在问话以前呢。
Or the master and questions.
很强调他们聚在一起的人。
They emphasize very much of those who met together.
要破冰。
They have icebreaking. Icebreaking.
要潜到水底下。
That is, you had to break through the ice to enter into the depth.
要他们会敞开的交通。
They need to have an open fellowship.
那个 James Lee 就说他们训练完了。
James Lee said after their
training. 就要他们受训的学员到酒吧去。
They go to the bars afterwards.
那个 James 说我一生没有去过酒吧的。
I've never been to a bar my whole life.
因为他是参加训练嘛。
Yeah, he went to their training, right?
所以他进去了。
So he went in bar.
他们要一个人进去了。
One person went in.
碰到人
we met a person,
要会破冰
you need to have to, right?
让他向你敞开
so that person can open to you
让你向他敞开
so you can also open to that
学破冰
person, learn the matter of icebreaking icebreakers
后来呢有人
someone got saved
得救了要他们进到一个训练的课程。
You should enter into a training lessons.
因为那一次啊，我们去是 Austin， 我和那个刘晨曦是去德州的 Austin。
Went to Austin, Texas.
Austin 到那个 Houston 呢，没有太远。
It's not too far from Houston, right?、Austin.
我们就开车去。
We drove
Houston 呢，他们总部那里。
To Houston, they have a headquarter there.
那刘晨曦就买他们的书。
Sam Liu,
发现他训练新人的。那个书啊，跟我们诚心圣言的编法完全一样。
They found out the training materials they have is the same like our Holy Word for Morning Revival.
他说一个人受要照这个诚心圣言走。
In half a year after the Morning Revival, they have,
半年一定一个人。
They must bring a person to be saved.
后来我们就看他那个。类似陈思英圣言的编法，跟我们的编法一样。
Bible, it's the same like ours.
先有主题啊。
You have a theme.
然后
是。And the bars.
然后信息的话。
The message.
莫要今天的操练。
The practice for today.
一样，就两个 page.
Just two pages.
一样两个 page.
It's like this.
好，举例来说哈，我就随便举例来说。第一天。
First day.
啊，就要为这个福音祷告。
Pray for the gospel.
啊，比如说举了这个马太福音28章
Matthew 28
你们要去
therefore go、啊、
然后接下去就有他的信息
and it has a message
好当天的操练
and the practice for this day today
就是请你开始学习
go
为着福音
and learn prayer for your gospel friends
这是第一天的课
that's the first lesson
啊，第二天
second day
又举了圣经节
another verse,
然后又有话
another, word,
第二天的操练
the practice,
我就随便讲
list that five names
不在副
本
五个有
post by you names、
啊、到了第三天
third day、
课我们不是后头有亮光吗是要我们写亮光吗
right? you should write down your
他们那个是写你今天的操练
the practice for today、
哦、然后继续写
and continue to write
你准备一些材料去送给他
please prepare some materials to give to your friends、
哦、第四给他做朋友
four,
第五怎样怎样反正就是 你跟着课程
if you follow the lesson
一定会带一个人得救
in half a year you definitely bring someone to the Lord
而且根据他们的经验几乎是没有人半年不带一个人受
洗 there's not one that cannot bring someone to the Lord in half a year
哎呀你一定
but he,
人家那么会做工
they really know how to work、
哦、 然后呢？这个得救之后，希望你买一套，对我们来讲叫做生命读经啊。
That got saved to us is called.
对他们来讲，就是圣经啊，这个从创世纪到启示录讲经。
They say it's a biblical expository.
哎，对，圣经之旅啊。
From Genesis to Revelation, or the journey through the Bible that we have, right?
当时都是那个卡塞的那个 tape.
Back then was cassette tapes.
啊。这个只要你得美国班开车
，You're driving，
你开车放进去。
When you're driving, put in the cassette。
今天创世纪第一章
，Genesis chapter one。
啊，他就讲创世纪第一章讲经。
Yeah, just speaking the message about Genesis one。
那个这个差值式信息一大堆，但是基本上他们就带新得救的人认识圣经，一年把圣经讲完。
It just can't compare to the ministry. But anyway, in 1 year time, they brought a new one to go through the entire Bible.
你弟兄听完了。
1 year, but Lee after it.
哎呀，
哎呀。
那总之，这个 James 里把所有话都讲完了之后呢
？After he finished the speaking,
你弟兄就决定做活力派七条
，the clustering of the vital groups.
啊，那个七条哈。他们星期天就是做几条。
And Lord said they're doing the matter of clustering.
不，他们。
Them clustering.
他们那个话是什么？我们不管，反正。
We don't know what they did.
然后另外一个，他们注意小盘。
Also attend to the group.
但如果去留意92年，当李弟兄在讲活力牌跟极条的时候。
92 when Buddy talked about vital groups and clustering.
破冰也用进去了。
Use icebreaker.
潜到水底也用了。
Into the depth of the water.
啊，然后七条他也用了。
He also used the matter of clustering.
发展。能成的。但他讲的活力牌是对付罪而带进的活力。
But the vital group that he talks about is through dealing of sins to bring vitality.
但跟他一般来讲就是活力的行动啊，不是。
It's different from the activities, though. It's totally different.
那总之，九二年呢，他就开始讲活力牌。
He began to talk about the vital groups and clustering.
那长话短说，他在美国就办了活力牌练。
The series of vital training.
让安南教会的弟兄们参加。
First series only the brothers in Anaheim.
啊，那时候邻近的教会啊，那李弟兄要办训练都很想来。
Many churches want to attend.
李弟兄说：“你们不要来。
”But he said,
我希望。把模型做出来。如果模型
without a model，
你们怎么学也没有用。
There's no way for you to learn。
啊，就像他在台湾
，like Taiwan，
把教会生活完全的恢复，就是圣养教
界
在福家排区的架构里。
BMPB under the matter of home to all the way to
districts。然后他的全地他就讲这个信息。
Then he spoke the messages。
同样的活力牌呢，他盼望是在安娜汉能够做出来。
In the same way, he want to。Work it out in Anaheim.
哦，那时候，因为我听到了李弟兄这时候要做新事。
I heard Brother Lee want to do something new.
啊，刚好我们所在的地方，很早就跟李弟兄定了这个 standing order.
We had a standing order.
然后李弟兄只要有新的信息啊，就会
all the new messages will be sent to Taiwan.
啊，那时候呢，这个活力牌的信息啊。我虽然我们是远在台北啊，但是每一篇都是听他信息。
But we heard every message of on the vital groups.
哎，当时他讲这个活力牌的聚会要开始于交通、带导、照顾、牧养。
And he said, "Vital should begin with fellowship, care, and
带导
and
牧养
and shepherding."
交通、带导。照顾牧羊
fellowship, intercession, shepherding, caring and shepherding.
Caring. 那他还说这个要做25分钟。
He said you
他还出题目要做25分钟。
Five minutes.
那时候我们就学着做啊。
Then we practice, try to practice it.
我们就发现啊，我们弟兄姊妹连交通都不会。
That means we find out brothers and sisters don't even know how to fellowship.
我们只会大家集中,
we only know of
人还没整齐,
people are not
那个不叫交通, 那个叫聊天,
before that it's called chatting, okay? That is not fellowshipping.
然后人差不多整齐了,
oh, 今天我们唱什么诗歌,
okay.
What song should we sing today?
然后呢, 今天我们大家分享,
oh,
自由分享,
okay. That's a free fellowship.
小牌时间结束了, 吃点点心, 散会,
a little snack and dismissed. Dismissed.
我们不会交通带导,
we don't know how to fellowship, intercede, caring, and shepherd.
那我不晓得美国应该人比较民族性比较开朗一点, 比较释放,
maybe the Americans are more open.
我们台湾呢, 比较拘谨,
in Taiwan we're somewhat reserved, right?
比较保守,
we're somewhat,
比较不太讲话,
we don't like to talk to people.
那可能你在美国比较好, 我们台湾,
better here in Taiwan, we don't know how.
那个, 我就先做见证,
I just give you a testimony.
那时候是一篇, 一篇信息来,
one message after another came.
那个, 我们就觉得要把握每一次, 要超,
to practice every time
we heard.
Every week, we practice
every week.
And in the vital groups, it's the same thing.
那李弟兄把在安南汉的圣徒啊, 十个人编成一组,
so Brother Lee had what? The saints in
Anaheim
had 10 to be a group.
70个人参加训练,
and that time, 70 people attended.
那也就是也许这个,
maybe 7 groups.
那李弟兄要他们第一步交通带导照顾牧羊, 脱贫,
number one, you need to have icebreaker, breaking of the fellowship, intercession, yeah,
他说,
caring and shepherding.
我们大家以为我们都彼此认识,
we thought we knew each other, right?
其实我们都是表面的,
actually only superficially.
那时候他要每一个弟兄怎么要学着,
as everybody
sister,
tell us of your status,
要把你,
fellowship to the brothers and sisters of your spiritual
kingdom. 你当前在主里的光景, 交通给弟兄,
what is your present situation before the Lord? You should fellowship with
那也要弟兄姊妹啊, 彼此关心,
and you should care for one another.
身份不够熟的, 你就问一问嘛,
you don't know them too well, just ask.
属灵情形, 你不知道太清楚, 你可以问一问嘛,
you don't know too much about the spiritual condition, just ask.
这个不是问他, 这个世界上的事, 是问他属灵情形,
about the spiritual condition.
要大家破冰了,
to have icebreakers, break through the ice.
那这在我们台湾啊,
in Taiwan,
开始做啊,
we begin to,
我们说要交通这个啊,
we talk about, let's fellowship about this.
大家就彼此看一看,
we just look at each other.
也没人开口,
nobody opened their mouth.
后来我们说,
we say,
这个因为李弟兄在带新路的时候,
when Brother Lee was leading the new way,
他说如果走不动的时候, 要给拐杖的,
if you can't go on, you need a crutch.
那我们呢,
we give a little crutch.
我们就出题了啊,
then we have a topic.
譬如我们有十个人聚,
10 of us were meeting there.
本周就请程巡啊, 介绍,
this week we asked Simpson
他的身份,
to introduce his status, his spiritual condition,
当前在主里的光景,
what is his present condition before the Lord.
我愿意告诉大家,
let me tell you,
这个, 他的交通, 我们其他也就是冷冷地坐在那里,
we just, right?
我们检讨说这样不行啊,
we said, no, it can't be this way.
为什么这个过程中不会问一问呢?
Why in the process we don't ask questions?
譬如他已经讲了身份嘛,
he told us about his status.
但姊妹名字没有讲啊, 哎, 姊妹,
what is your wife's name? You can ask, right? You know, he's a husband, but you know, wife.
我们啊, 很僵啊, 很僵啊,
we're very rigid, stiff, rigid.
很僵。 我和弟兄们做见证, 弟兄们做见证,
I give you testimony.
在操练牌的时候呢,
before the practicing of the vital groups,
我已经到这个新的区去聚会,
I met in a new district.
这新的区啊, 结构太特别了,
it's a very particular district of its structure.
姊妹30个人,
30 sisters,
弟兄只有五个。
Five brothers, so.
很特别。
A very special structure.
那只有我和另外一位啊是年轻的。
Only
三个是年长的坐在后头。
And two are young. Three old elderly brothers sat on the back.
那今天早上我们提了，但是无论如何肯定是我们私下提的。台湾有断代的事。
Taiwan actually missed several generations.
那简单说，我讲年轻的，年长都大过我们三十岁以上坐在。
All the elderly
没有中间的人。
30 years older.
我们中间没有中间的人。
We don't have the middle generations.
好，这个故事不在这里讲。
We won't tell the stories here.
那个一年。
We remember a year.
35个人只有一个小牌。
35 people, only one group meeting.
因为我们也觉得
we feel that
第二个牌也不太需要了。
We don't need a second group meeting.
那个这些人日凡来也没什么关系。
Anyway, they'll come on Lord's Day. It's okay to have a group or not.
起码这是我们当时的情形了。
At least, that was
it. 那我们那个小牌12个人。
Our group had 12 people.
这个不要说主日没有什么反正啊，我们小牌也不会增的。
但是
每一周大概就十二个人，
then the group meeting 12. Every week is like that.
哎，等到活力牌的时候啊
，until we came to the vital groups，
我们就开始
we begin
操练活力牌
，practice the vital groups。
哎，交通、带导、照顾牧养可以操练的
，caring and shepherding can be practiced。
哎，先从啊，你会去问一问啊
，you begin by asking questions，
可以问一问嘛
，you can ask。
譬如说
For example,
他脚受伤了
saw,
但是感谢主啊
he got hurt,
这个不出多久啊我的脚就好了
afterwards my foot got healed
那其实你可以问啊
you can ask,
弟兄你是伤了哪个脚啊
but which foot right?
你没有那个感觉
we saw you walking without like crippling
这我随便讲
I'm just,
你可以问一问嘛
why do you
我们不关己，他就伤过脚就是了。
It's okay. No, it's up to him. He hurt his foot, so that's it.
我们连问都不会。
We don't even know how to ask.
导游。
We don't know how to intercede.
那也许啊，这个他讲，哎，我伤的是左脚。他说，怪不得，我觉得你走路的时候啊，有一点。
It's no longer your limp.
走路的时候有一点特别。
A little bit, huh? When you're walking.
那我们在检讨的时候。为什么不在那个时候为他代祷呢
？Why don't we just stop and pray for him？
主啊，弟兄到现在还有那个后遗症。
But still have some side effects。
感谢主，叫弟兄仍然能来聚会。
Oh, thank you, brother.
加强。
代祷 ，Yeah, if him，
我们也不会代祷。
We don't know how to.
反正他讲完就完了。
After he said, okay, that's it。
我们那个啊，就是每一改。每一周改，改弟兄姊妹，改你的习惯，改你不去交通，改你带不去照顾，改你不去牧养。
Not shepherding.
很务实的。
It's very practical.
那已经可以有人问他一下
吗 ？Someone can ask a question.
后来我们就出题了。
Afterwards, we gave a topic.
每一次谁在介绍他身份、属灵的情形的时候
，After you introduce your status, your
我们这十二个人，其他的人，你至少要会发问过一个问题。
At least one of you, okay, you need to have at least one question.
下周二的祷告聚会，我们要切给你们问。
So Tuesday, we'll ask you, did you ask the question?
然后我们也要说，也要每一个人都要发起祷告一次。
Everyone should at least pray one time.
你看，连这种哈，应该是可以很自然的一件，但是不会啊。
Spontaneous, but we don't know.
不会就拐杖。
If you don't know how,
强迫一定要
crutch will help you to go.
强迫你一定要去问一问
，force you to ask a question.
关心他
，you should put that person
为他代祷
to pray for that person.
那时候我们问问题也不太会问。
We didn't know how to ask questions.
大概都是他在分享他的内容的时候
，was during his sharing.
找一个问题。
We'll find one question.
我举随便举例啊。
For example,
有一天呢，就是这个介绍的这个弟兄啊。
This brother who introduced himself.
他说他失业。
He said he lost his job.
那当然大家就多问了，多久？
Ask how long?
其实这多久都应该问一下。
You should ask how long have you lost your
job? 他说失业了，就他失业了。
Yeah, lost job. Yeah, lost your job.
但你知道他失业多久吗？
How long
has
he lost his job?
你看这个，他是今天失业呢，还是已经失业半年呢？
Did you lose your job today? It's been half a year.
关心
，You should care.
会使得大家很近。
The caring will bring the closeness.
不关心会觉得很冷。
If you don't care for someone, you feel this place is cold.
啊，还要发起带的。
You should initiate this.
我们也出上题了。
So we also have a crutch.
人家有带到，你要会的跟着带到。
Someone pray petition, you should follow that prayer.
但是不要成祷告聚会了，两三个人祷告就可以。想到照顾的时候，哎，你到底是学什么？你要想找什么工作
？What's your expertise? What kind of job do you want?
我们大家可以
to get
帮忙关心关心。
Maybe can care a little bit more.
然后呢，你最近期间还好吧
？How are you doing recently?
大家陪他祷告。我告诉大家哈，这个交通代祷照顾牧养，其实我们是很。
Fellowshipping into CD
很平常的字眼。
And shepherding just very normal.
大家很熟的。
Very general, you know.
我们都不会做。
For years, we said we don't do.
所以我们的教会都是很安的。
It's very peaceful, okay?
哎，很平常的。
And very general, you know.
它不热。热。啊。问题，我现在问题了。那时候不太会问个真。这个高峰真理问题
ask the question of the high peak.
我们就问了关于啊这个人在找工作的时候
when someone is looking for a job
这个主如何来成就人听人的祷告
how did the Lord answer someone's prayer in finding a job
哎，有的弟兄姊妹就说
somebody,
哎，请读圣经哪里呢
just read a certain portion of the Bible
祈求就给你们
ask you shall be given to you
寻找就寻见
seek
叩门就给你开门
but
对错无所谓啊，就是
it's okay,
他就举着圣经了、
right Anyway,
他说我们要祷告
Just open the Bible Just say Oh we need, you need to pray
弟兄啊你要祷告我们也帮你祷告
But you need to pray And we'll pray for you
那第二呢
Number two
那有人就觉得
Some people said
虽然要祷告
Yes we need to pray
求就给你们
Ask it shall be given
但是如果你妄求啊是不会给你
But you ask in vain You won't give, be given to you
哎那么再一个人就觉得
We'll ask.
虽然我们都要祷告
yes,
要先求他的国和他的义
we need to seek first
这些东西
and his righteousness
他是会嫁给你
all these things will be added unto you
在一个在我现在都记得那时候大家
still remember back then
那个答案不是我给大家给
answer, everyone gave the
就蛮有意思的
answers, right? It's
蛮有意思的
interesting
啊我和大家讲就在那一段的时间
in that period of time
哎呦我们彼此的那个建造啊
，the building up that you know,
it's solid.
It's quite solid, right? The building became very solid.
因着
because
大家把自己的这个
everyone
某一种的外衣都脱下了
up, you know, took off the your outer garment.
然后向弟兄姊妹敞开
，just open up to brothers and sisters.
绑在一起
，and you bound together as one.
其实 没什么了不起，就是主的仆人讲嘛，交通带到照顾牧羊，彼此互相打。
Just to have interesting and mutual.
又也提醒我总是小牌没有来的人，交通，给大家去关心。
But they also reminded at the end of each meeting, you should ask who did not come, right? You should care for those who did not come.And encourage everyone to preach the gospel.
其实没什么秘密，就是
no secret.
就三个段
sections.
第一段落
first section.
交通带到照顾牧羊
fellowship intercession.
你利用给我们时间呢？25分钟。
But let's say 25 minutes.
如果你们 找执事信息很简单，你找二十五分钟就找到这个。
Ministry book down,
可能只讲过一次。
Only maybe one time, okay.
我也不晓得为什么不讲三十分钟。
I don't know why not 30 minutes.
那然后呢？彼此问，互相答。
Mutual asking.
三十分钟。
And 30 minutes.
他开始做活力牌啊。他是给纲要的。
He gave an outline.
他给纲要的。
The vital grooves.
那我和弟兄们做见证。
I testify to you.
然后去的那个区啊，是一个，和住宅，就是人很多的。
District is a compound apartments. I don't know.
那很多人来做生意啊。
Many people come to do business.
台湾年轻人要学英文嘛，就是这个有人就是专门卖这个 tapes 的。
Some people want to learn English. People sell tapes to you.
你看那卖的人都很进取啊，敲门他都无所谓啊。我们叩门就觉得怎样，他也是在叩门。
It's a big complex, right? You know, those who sell things, you know, they're very aggressive, and we feel ashamed to even knock on the door.
啊，结果呢？啊，叩门我们姊妹了。
So, one knock on our sister's door.
现在大家都很懂啊。
Everyone knows that.
抓住机会是要传福音的。
You take the
opportunity. 不怕他进来，只怕我不跟他传福音。
I'm not afraid that you came.In, it's just afraid that I won't preach the gospel to that person.
听他讲，买不买是一件事。
Okay, just hear him. Buy or not, it's your decision.
然后呢，就鼓励他，你来看看。
Just encourage that salesperson. Come and take a look at a group meeting.
你知道这个做生意的人啊？
You know,
你约他来我们的聚会，他其实很喜欢的。
They like it. Hey, let's come on, you know.
尤其那时候断代啊，我们的小孩都是年轻人。
At that time, you know, we're all young people in our group meetings.
因为年长的我们就觉得。不需要小逐日来就可以了。
Okay, just come down first.
来啊
，That person's person.
早年只要有福音朋友来
，If there's a gospel friend that came,
从前面的唱诗歌也罢，就选福音诗歌
，We begin to have gospel hymns.
为他唱
，We sing to him for him.
讲话为他讲
，We speak for him.
啊，现在我们就说。我们的小白是我们的小白。
This is our meeting, our group meeting.
不要管他。
Don't care about
我们的小白。
We should meet our own meeting, okay? Don't care for him.
他就看我们这样。
He just look at us.
这个关心人。
Because we care for one another. We pray for one another. We care.
牧养。
We shepherd another.
然后等到点心时间的时候。
At the time for dessert.
就有弟兄姊妹坐到他旁边。你今天去了感觉怎么样？
The next thing, how do you feel about
the meeting?
Just preaching the first key, right? Four keys for mystery of human life, the first.
那时候我们就告诉弟兄姊妹，全部不要急着受浸。
Don't ask them quickly. Not so.
就好好参加我们的时候。
Just come.
这样的人啊，第二周又来了。
He came back.
第三周他又来。
Third week he came again.
这个不出一个月他就受浸。
Within a month he got baptized.
他住得很远哦。
He lived quite far away.
你们知道台北的北投，他是住在台北的北投，到我们那里啊，在那个时代还没有这个捷运呢、啊，连一两个钟头才能到我们那里的。
MRT, so it took 1 to 2 hours to come.
他为了他生意嘛。
Yeah, he's for his business.
我们那也是社区嘛。
We have a big community.
生意好做的地点。
A place where he can do his business.
大家参加我们的聚会。
He came to our meeting.
那。也有啊，因为我们是挨家挨户轮流的嘛。
Because we go from house to house.
那你们都听我讲了，这都是我们那里是没有弟兄的。两个弟兄，三连长。
Old one on the back.
所以我们姊妹很强的。
Sisters.
先生都没。
The husband were not saved.
哦，都不聚会了。
Okay, the husband were not meeting.
到他家聚会的时候呢
？We go to that person's home.
我们就说，哎，你现在会不会来啊
？Will husband come, sister?
他说，让我们来他家，但他不参加。
Yeah, he said, my husband will let you come, but he will not join us.
那我们说，他人在哪里
？Where is he?
他在房间里。
In a room, okay.
好，我们懂了，不管他。
We know, okay, it's okay. We just meet.
其实人家都在后面听。
Actually, he's behind the door and listening.
几次之后他就进来了。
Several times he came in. He came to the meeting.
我可以告诉大家。
I can tell you.
我自己在学习走神命定的路啊
，In my learning of the God,
从来没有那么成功过。
I have never been so.
在聚会中，他的配偶参不参加我们的聚会
？Don't care about.
只管我们交通、带导、照顾、 牧养。
The husband will come or not, just take care of fellowship, intercession, caring and
serving. 我们要绑在一起，真实的破冰。
We should bond together to have a real.
我们的交通要是能够潜到水底下的。
Our fellowship should go deep into the water.
三个月，那个平均十二个人的小派聚会就聚到平均十七个人。
After 12, we began to have 17 average.
就觉得分排的话，大概就无没有。台湾我们的客厅都不大的。
If we don't split the rooms, because our living rooms are somewhat small, right, in Taiwan.
那我们就决定分排。
We decide to have another group, multiply.
那我们也担心分排之后呢，这个去我们正在操练的。
We worry if we multiply the groups, we'll miss a practice that we had already, right?
所以呢，我们就决定这样分。
Decide.
各人一些拉出来，一个是之间的一个姊妹。我说我们两个人两场聚会都参加。
Join both meetings at different nights。
那就剩下十五个人嘛。
So 15 people。
除以二，大概就八个嘛。我们这人两场都聚，就是十人嘛。
That's ten, right?
我已经告诉大家啊，走了三个月之后。
After 3 months,
每一个排都做到十七个人。
Every group grew to another 17.
其实没有别的，
it's nothing,
就是交通、代祷、照顾、牧养。
Intercession, caring,
要
you had to.
我们最不会做的就是这个，活力就出在这里。
We don't know how to actually support the vitality.
那我们要分第三个排啊。
Now we go on the third group.
我们又是担心中干不够。
We don't have enough core members, right?
就把这些分个排，但是我和那些排都
去。Sister and Lung Hong, they went to all the three groups.
告诉大家哈。
Let me tell you.
这个做的过程中，我心里一直在想。
In the process, I was thinking.
如果长老们周周都在小排里去牧养弟兄姊妹，教会就复兴了。
If elders every week go to shepherd the saints in the groups, the church will be revived.
三个月后
after 3 months,
三个排都十七个人。
All three groups became 17 each.
那我们现在主日聚会啊，就准备分区了。
Our Lord's table, we're ready to go into another district.
进来的大部分都是弟兄。
Mostly brothers came in.
那非常可惜。
So regrettably speaking,
九个月之后呢
？After 9 months,
李弟兄修正小排
，But Lee adjusted the group meetings.
你们知道那是92年八月开始讲吗
？He started August.
讲到93年，就九个月了。
For 9 months, 92-93.
国商节特会。
In the Memorial Day conference.
第七篇他加了一个第七篇反正最后一篇信息
seven, the last message.
他说什么叫做活力派
What is a vital group?
他活力派不能用组织形成
Cannot be formed by organization
要有一个绝对为着主恢复繁增的人来产生
It needs to be produced out of someone absolutely for the Lord's recovery
这个人是胜过沙迪的使臣
He overcome the deadness of Sardis
胜过老底家的不冷不热
And the lukewarmness Laodicea
胜过衰老信徒的不结果子
And thebarrenness of the old and waste.
那要去
，need a companion.
那在这个时间点呢，我也因着要顾念别的区
，because I care for another group district.
再加上李弟兄讲的这个，我到新的区啊，也没有操练我原来操练。
I did not practice what I did before.
他在三个人
，that began with 2 and 3s.
总之，两三个人在我们那里做不了多少。
We couldn't,
那应该是我们没有一般人一同来学改你的改我的
We didn't have a group of people learning together to help one another adjusting correcting
one another 但是在我自己教会生活的历史上
In my church history
这个那九个月
Those 9 months
给我留下一个没有办法磨灭的印象
gave me an impression
就是小排聚会
That is the
一定要有交通
You must have
fellowship, 牧养，
intercession, caring, and
shepherding. 大家一定要破冰。
You must break through the ice.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
那另外一个就是七条
is called clustering.
说很多。
I won't tell you the details.
我们台湾也就跟了。
We Taiwan followed.
就开始，先是这个同工们每年会聚在一起的。
The coworkers will meet together to plan together every year.
然后再慢慢会进展到全台弟兄侍奉的相调。
Then the brothers in the service fellowship.
然后再慢慢进展到全台姊妹们会来相调。
Develop into all the sisters become come.
这个相调就成了我们今天召会生活很强的一个因素。
Blending become a crucial, a strong factor of our life.
用在年几条
？Ninety two blending.
但是到了94年
，94，
他就讲相调。
He talked about. He first started with clustering. Then 94, he used the word blending.
Clustering 这个呢？
不是
哪里 ？Clustering 比较是这个。同质的来在一起。
Clustering is of somewhat the same nature will come together.
我不知道在家有没有听到李弟兄当时讲几条。
Have you heard about clustering in
Northern Cal? 因为我们是听他信息啊。
Because we just listen to the messages.
他说，他就责备这个 Huntington Beach.
He recounted the beach.
你看你们那里
，Look at
韩语的圣徒只有几个人。
You only have a few Korean speaking saints.
但是在你们邻近的召会啊
，But in nearby churches,
对吧 ？Garden Grove,
Garden Grove,
那里有100多人的韩语的聚会。
There's over 100 Korean speaking saints.
那你们这个六七个人为什么不可以到那里去聚会呢
？Why can't five, six, or seven can go meet there?
哦，你们说站住地方立的立场
of the locality.
然后他就讲。
And he said,
华语某某地方华语没什么人
speaking,
那边华语那么多你们为什么不能去呢
So many, why can't you go? The Chinese speaking says go there.
啊，他又讲了
And he said,
有一次他经过一个弟兄们正在交通那是某一处地方召会的长老们正在交通
Certain place the elders were fellowshipping.
他就看邻的那就是说，大家安静。
A nearby elder locality, that's fine.
他走之后，再开始交通。
Begin to fellowship.
他李丁说：“我看见了，我真想把你们呐钓一钓。”
He said, "But I saw this. I wish I can move you around."
当然，他始终没有做了。
Of course, he didn't do it.
在那个时代啊。
In those
他讲其94年相调
94 used the word blending. Should blend together.
那感谢主，在过程中啊，我们就开始兴建信基大楼。
Began to build the
要有飞机的两个翅膀。
But we hope that in Taipei there should be two wings of an
airplane. 一个是小的聚会
，one is small meeting,
一个是大的聚会
，the other is should have large meetings.
不要忽略大的聚会
，don't ignore the large meetings.
所以我们在除了这个华语特会台湾，
是参加 for third year in Taipei.
这个去年
last year
去年。有78个国家的圣徒们来
，78 countries came and attended，
将近6000位从海外来
，6000 overseas came。
哎，2027啊，请大家尽量来啊
！Please reserve year 2027。
我们盼望这个台北已经盖造了一个大巨蛋了。
Taipei has another giant stadium。
我们锁定要租下那个大巨蛋。
We want to rent that stadium。
这个。
To have that international Chinese speaking conference.
那鼓励大家
We encourage you all.
你不能每一次都来啊！2027一定要来。
Every time, okay? But
那一次一定很不一样。
That time will be totally different. Okay?
你来跟不来，对你一生，对你绝对是不一样的。
To come or not will make a difference to your whole life. Okay?
2027国际华语特会在台北。
2027 Chinese Speaking Conference。
当然，我们希望能租得下来，能不能租给我们还不晓得。
We hope that to book that stadium.
Amen.
Amen.
然后到了96年呢
Until 96,
我愿意告诉大家有另外一个因素做到我们的教会生活。
Another factor was
就是导演
That is PSRB.
那个96年这个夏季训练是在讲约翰结晶。
Summer training talk about the criticization study of the book of John.
台北的来训练的门安不进这个旅馆。
And brothers from Taipei are living Ramada Inn close by Anaheim.
在 Beach Boulevard.
On Beach Boulevard.
那这个因为是在旅馆嘛，所以不太有集中的场地分享。
In a hotel, we don't have a place to gather together to pursue.
我们大概就是两三间，这个住在旅馆的两三间的来在一起。
In two or three hotel rooms,
大概在八个人左右。
Together, about eight people come together.
好，一同来追求。
We're pursuing together.
那一次追求比较特别。
At that time, it's somewhat particular, especially.
不是有意的。
We didn't do it intentionally. It came out about spontaneously.
那个当时啊，因为结晶啊，纲要里面写的都不长。
Because at that time, the crystallization outlines were somewhat shorter, not long.
当然，我相信一面是李弟兄年纪年长了。
On one hand, but he's it's
他自己估量信息不要讲太长。
He didn't want to speak too long of a
所以纲要他也没
长，
就把三个多。
三
那一个段落呢？第一，我们就一同祷，
we'll、
导读，
pray read
导读纲要。
Pray read the outlines。
导读完纲要之后呢， After, 我们大家就查圣经了。
We go and research study the verses。
那查圣经很重要一点就是说，我们要确定写的那个纲要是神的话。
We want to make sure the word of God based upon the verses.
哦，那个导读也严了。
And after we pray read, we study it.
我们就大家对对笔记啊。
Then we just compare our notes.
昨天李弟兄怎么讲的
？What did Brother Lee say yesterday?
那完了之后呢，我们就把这一段。
Then for this portion of the
到底有什么思路
？What is the thought behind this outline?
然后大家说说看。
So how about we speak to one another?
那说完之后呢，在我们这个八个人的这个水平里了。
Words, according to the kind is such and such.
然后我们就每一个人都说一遍。
Then each one of us will speak one time.
把第一段最给我。
So after the first one, finish.Let's go on to the second section.
段追求完了，追求第三段。
We go on to the third.
哎，那一次啊，这个不是有心的、啊，是自然而然的。
It's not.
但是那一次的追求完了、
啊。But spontaneously after that pursuing.
这给我印象有某种程度的深刻。
It gave me somewhat a deeper impression.
那十二篇完了。
After those 12 messages.
这个搭飞机回台湾。
On the way back.On the plane to Taiwan,
会自然去想想第一篇。
I just went back to think, oh,
第二篇
one,
第三篇
two,
第四篇
three, four.
那十二篇都思路可以想得下去。
So I can go through the 12 messages of its thoughts.
圣灵刚刚好做工在台北，台湾在台北。
At that time, the Holy Spirit was working in Taipei.
在九六年的八月份呢
，In August of 1996,
做了台中岸的训练。
We have the small group perfecting training.
在台北三会所
，in Hall Three of Taipei，
这个每一次参加训练可以六七百人
，about 600 to 700 attended the training。
啊，每两周就办一梯。
We have every 2 weeks we have
就从八月份办到十二月
，to August to December of that year。
让全台湾的侍奉的弟兄姊妹
，so all the brothers
都经过小牌中干训练。
They went through right the small perfect training。
那一次训练这个教务安排课程的是刘成熙弟兄。
It's Samuel Liu who did arrangement of the all the classes.
这个我愿意告诉大家啊，我们西医是很特别的。
Samuel has a particular gift.
他很进到主仆人的这个话里头。
He can enter into the words of the Lord's servant.
啊，所以课程的安排啊，安排好之后
，After all the classes were arranged,
他说林弟兄啊
，He said Brother Lin.
你来写那个教学，那个纲要。
How about you write the outline concerning?
他就开始分配。
Apostles teaching, right after the topic, you know.
其实那个不难啊。
That's not hard.
因为李弟兄已经有纲要。
But he already had an outline.
Apostles
teaching, we just put it together.
然后他又找了，他林弟兄。
Brother Lin。
你除了讲使徒教训呢
？Besides the apostles,
你再讲一个应用的。
Can you have something of application?
那个应用只要三十分钟。
Just 30 minutes.
像晨兴啊。
Like morning revival.
祷告啊。
Or prayer.
或什么。
Or whatever.
你觉得你有什么这个主给你特别的
？You feel whatever the Lord has given you.
那我说，哎呀，不要找我，不要找我。
No, don't.
这个训练中心那么多教师。
So many.
你们
提前
多的课程，谁知道你们都。
Let you know.Find, you know, just take care of the classes.
那偏偏就不放。
He won't go.
他说，你们知道刘晨曦按的时候，他就。
The Samuel, you know.
你们认识他吗？啊，那我是这个刀不过他，那
He was struggling.
I
can't fight over him, you know.
如果真的要的话
，If you really want,
倒是刚刚八月。七月
and,
我们用祷告背讲追求啊
We pursue in the way of PSRP, right? Prayer reading study.
有心得。
We have somewhat a little learning from there.
好他说好那你就讲这个就好了。
How about you just speak about this?
好就这样。
And, okay.
我们这个那半年啊大概全台湾。
Half a year.
最少有十个机次。
I don't know Taiwan.
最少有十个机次。
10 series, right?
大概7000人啊。
About 7,000 people.
在三会所，我们参加
In Hall Three, we're, you know,
参加这个训练
attended the training.
那到了这个十月份，
it come to
国际长老
October the international
那一次李弟兄的主题是如何做长老同工，如何履行长老同工的义务。
The topic is how to be co-worker and elder to the obligation of the co-workers and elders.
讲基督三个
Three stages of full ministry of Christ.
那一次。我们下了飞机，来了美国，下了飞机。
After we landed from the plane and came to the U.S.,
我们就先到李弟兄的家。
We went to Brother Lee's house.
告诉他们，我们现在做那个小牌中管训练。
Told him we had a small group perfecting training.
他就说，你们上的内容是什么
？What is your content?
然后我们就告诉他。
We told him such and such.
哦，哎，他就是导员背讲。
He said PSRP.
那我就告诉他了。
I told him
是夏天
the summer
training.
To
我们在追求是信心，就发现呢，能够构成到里面。
This could constitute the true thing to you.
我说直到现在啊，那十二篇我还没忘记。
I still can remember those 12 messages.
李弟兄听听就
，But he heard it.
结果他在长老，我们已经找到。追求真理最好的路就是导言背讲。
For us to read and study the Bible for over 70 years, the best way to read the Bible is through PSR.
因为导读在历代在台湾的台南实行的。
In Tainan, Taiwan, it was practiced in the 60s.
言，我们中间本来就是言嘛。
We have a lot of
李弟兄言的戏
了。But at least very detailed in his study.
背也是我们经常的事情。
Reciting is what we do.
我们诗歌也鼓励大家背起来，圣经也鼓励大家背起来。那为什么纲要不能背
？Why can't we memorize the outlines?
那讲本来我们就逐日就要圣言。
Lord say we need to prophesy, right?
但是我们从来没有把这四件在主恢复经常蒙恩的四个事情结合在一起。
But we have not put together into one unit of these four things that are.Success in the Lord.
来追求
PSR, right?
To
pursue the present up to date speaking of the Lord.
就在那一次的聚会
In that meeting,
他鼓励说这个基督丰满执事三个时期你们不要以为很简单
He said, the full ministry of Christ in the three stages, don't think it's so simple.
这个纲要鼓励所有的同工长老
Encourage all the co-workers and elders.
天天导员背讲一次
Every day, you need to PSRP.
连续导追求十个月
to persevere for
怀胎
it's like a woman right having a baby
你如果十个月后
after 10 months of
这些话就会构成在
these words will be constituted into
当你去传福音当你去喂养人会自然而然用到这些纲
gospel, feed others you'll use this outline to feed others to shepherd others
那从从那时候开始
that time,
因为李弟兄讲了不我们做做见证而已那这个导言背讲就成了我们去推的一个实行
PSRP became one of the practices we promote
我们本来就是一个诚 新蒙恩的一个证人,
it's just a testimony of our morning revival.
那结果就成了主的仆人, 他的带领的方向,
that became one of the directions of the Lord's servants leading.
我愿意告诉大家,
I like
从那一刻起,
to tell you, from that time on,
台湾教会蒙了一个大恩,
the churches in Taipei, Taiwan received a great blessing.
逐渐的, 全台湾,
gradually, the whole 陆续, island of Taiwan
都全面的实行导言被讲,
they practice PSRP as a whole.
被真理构成,
to be constituted with the truth.
比如说,
for example,
我们明天回台湾,
tomorrow they'll go back to Taiwan.
下一周开始,
after next week,
两个周间, 周一到周六, 周一到周六,
from Monday to Friday, we have two weekdays.
每个 weekday 是六篇, 六天,
six days, right?
每天一篇, 十二篇, 把十二篇 导音背讲,
per day, we have 12 messages of PSRP.
这个每天鼓励弟兄姊妹来,
we encourage brothers and sisters to come.
早晨6点半,
6:30 in the morning.
到7点半,
till 7:30.
有一件事我愿意告诉大家, 很特别的,
I'd like to tell you something special.
这个弟兄姊妹, 很喜欢来,
but they like to come. They love to come.
从这个角度, 这样,
one hand, you're paying a high price.
但是从某个角度来说, 弟兄姊妹很想来,
but on the other hand, brothers and sisters, they love to come.
我举例来说, 我们都要,
because you all need to write.
我的区域平均就会是44,
44 people in my district on average.
到昨天来被讲了35个人,
35 people have registered to come to PSRP.
占比大概84%了,
maybe 84% of the saints will come.
还没报完,
we have finished.
那来不来,
there's a difference in you're coming or not coming.
这些年啊, 就产生了很多新得救的,
many new believers,
新进教会生活,
many newcomers into the church, those who found them,
不觉得, 哇,
they will feel, oh, they were captured by these words.
讲一个故事你们听,
just tell another story.
跟你们湾区很有关系,
it's related with Bay Area.
在机场附近, 那个是什么教会啊,
Burlingame,
可能就那一处,
maybe it's Burlingame.
我们有一个姊妹,
there was a sister,
在十年前吧,
maybe 10 years ago, 时间不知道记得准不准, not too sure about the timing.
有一天他走到信基大楼附近,
and one day he was walking around 信基 building.
碰到姊妹们啊,
I met some sisters.
他中间聚会,
no, knew that they are meeting with us.
就参加我们那里,
he attended our meeting.
他在我们那里大概3个月, 他就回来了,
he was there for 3 months and came back.
那他在那里两三周之后啊, 感恩节特会, 我到美国参加,
after 2 to 3 months I came to Thanksgiving conference.
回来啊, 回来, 我从感恩节回来,
after I came back,
就听见他在小牌聚会,
I heard that she was in a small group meeting,
散布死亡,
was spreading death.
他说, 我们是在跟随李弟兄,
we said we're following witness Lee.
不是跟随神, 是跟随人,
we're not following God, we're following a man.
那这个弟兄怎么跟我讲,
brothers and sisters told me this.
我说好了,
I said, okay.
就是他还会来吗? 就来就好了,
will she come? Okay, just come.
我们也没对付他,
we didn't deal with her.
从感恩节,
from Thanksgiving
到1月份, 我们开始导音背了,
to January, we began PSRP.
她是在一个自己也是很错综复杂的情形里,
she was in a complicated situation herself.
参加我们的小牌聚会,
and she came to our group meeting.
但是感谢主, 她也报名参加,
she also attended the PSRP meeting.
每一天我就看见她很认真,
every day I saw her, she's quite serious.
那时候正在追求出埃及记账目一个点一个点,
with setting Exodus, right?
燔祭坛,
the burnt offering,
一点一点,
point by point of the tabernacle.
这个大概3天4天, 就是大概到了第3篇第4篇,
maybe message 3 or message 4.
那聚完会我到了别的房间了,
I went to another room after the meeting.
突然啊, 在这个,
all of a sudden,
在这个会场中啊,
in the meeting,
这个很大声的, 这个癫狂的一个声音啊,
it's a crazy voice shouting.
这个我吓了一跳，我跑出来。
I was so scared. I said, "What's going on?"
啊，原来是这个姊妹。
It's this sister.
她兴奋到说，这些话如果没有李弟兄，绝对解不出来的。
She was so excited and said, "These words without Brother Lee, this could never be interpreted."
她这样就十二篇追求完了。
So she pursued the 12 messages.
等到三月份她回来。
When she came back in March.
在什么时间点我碰到她？
I don't know where I met her.
我的印象大概四五月还是什么时间点我碰到她。
Maybe April or May, I met her.
啊。这个我们后来知道他原来他弟兄是专门写死亡东西的。
Well, we found out her husband is the one who writing publishing death. Okay, you know. Yeah.
哎，但是呢，因着他回去啊。
Because she came back.
哎，那弟兄也转了。
Her husband turned.
更特别了。他说我先生现在陪我每周出来叩门。
My husband and I, we go out every week to door knock.
那我愿意和弟兄们讲
，I like to tell you, brothers.
我们没改正他
，We didn't correct her.
没有做别的
，We didn't do anything else.
就是请工会来的
，Just those from denomination.
这个最近恢复的
，Recently recovered.
新受浸的
，The newly baptized one.
你千万不能忽略人领会真理的能力。
Don't look down or neglect the ability of a person of knowing the truth.
要把人带到。导言背讲
You should bring people into PSRP.
主怜悯啊
The Lord had mercy.
从96年到现在
From 96 to now.
明年
Next year,
我这样的追求满30年
will be 30 years of my pursuing such a way.
我也不知道怎么和弟兄们讲
I don't know how to speak to you.
我真的珍赏这份的知识
I really treasure this ministry.
我也真的感谢主主的仆人提醒我们
I thank the Lord.
要用导言背讲
Lord's servant.Reminded
us,
we should be constituted with the high peak of the divine revelation.
到这个时候
with PSRP.
我们的召会生活就算逐渐健康
Then up to this point, our church life became
这就到李弟兄
healthier.
李弟兄的离世前
Then that's before Brother Lee passed away.
你看有什么元素做到召会生活呢
What elements have been added to the church life? Number one,
分而合治
It's the matter of separate yet one administration.
对，长老们必须是第一线。
The elders must be in the front line practice.
第二
Number two,
召会生活已经完恢复了。
Church life has been fully recovered.
第三要顾到台岛的开展。
You care for the propagation of the whole island.
第四要顾地，要顾到全地的开展。
To take care of the propagation of the whole earth.
要留意集条。
Pay attention to clustering.
要留意相调。
And blending.
要留意导言背讲背真理
Pay attention to PSRP to be constituted with the truth.
要留意活力牌
Pay attention to the vital groups.
我愿意大家到了这个时候啊
Up to now,
就是李弟兄执事在台湾或者说他尽职结束的时候
It's the end of Brother Lee's ministering, to Taiwan.
主怜悯把这些的元素做到我们台湾的召会生
活。Lord has mercy to work all these elements into the church in Taiwan. Churches in Taiwan.
我们这一堂是不是就停在这里
Yeah, maybe we can stop our session here.